public hearing is conditional use number 2010, La Crosse Christian Academy Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a Christian Academy private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.55 acres, more or less, land lying south of Route 16 Beach Highway, 1,020 foot west of Road 595A being Spruce Road, and being north of Road 595A Spruce Road, 1,075 feet southwest of Route 16 Beach Highway. With a 911 address not yet determined and a tax map ID of District 230, Map 26, Parcel 6.03. For the benefit of Commission, I just passed down copies of the conditional use site plan. I also passed down a packet of 20 letters in support of the application, and those letters do include notes from some students. The commission was previously provided with an exhibit booklet received on February 13 of 2015. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did in the application provide us with surveys, site plans, and the exhibit booklet. The exhibit booklet contains references to the site plan, land use maps, building plans, DLDOT correspondence, information on the wastewater disposal system, references to Maple Marsh tax ditch, some environmental information, and some photographs. We did receive comments from two agencies so far to date, first one being from Department of Transportation, also referred to as DLDOT, that was in the form of a letter dated November 6th of 2014, and a support facilities report dated October 8th of 2014, referencing that the developer has agreed to either pay the area-wide study fee or submit supplemental traffic data to determine whether the developer meets traffic impact study warrants. Should the developer choose to develop the land as a 100-student kindergarten through 12 private school, DLDOT would permit payment of a fee in lieu of requiring a traffic impact study. The developer is not exempt from making or contributing towards off-site improvements or from doing a traffic operational analysis if necessary for review of the site access plans, and that the area-wide study fee is subject to change if the developer submits supplemental traffic data that shows a change in daily trips. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on February 24, 2015. In the form of a memorandum. That memorandum references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley.
Welcome, sir.
Gentlemen. Gene Byard on behalf of the Academy. With me tonight are Don Porter, the director of the Academy, and Roger Gross, the project engineer from Mearstone.
Mr. Byard,
the hour and the weather, we will be brief, I hope.
Thank you. Just give me just a second to let everyone know that the applicant, if anyone here has an interest in this application, the applicant has exhibits up here that are going to be used in the presentation. They are very difficult to see from where you are. So you are welcome to get up and come take a look at them. Stay as long as you want, but please don't have any conversation while you're up there, because we will be proceeding with the applicant's presentation while that's going on. But if anyone wants to come up and look, please feel free to do so. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not at all. Don, could you introduce yourself to the commission?
Sure. My name is Donald Porter. I'm director of the Cross Christian Academy.
Don, can you provide to the commission a brief history of the school and its mission?
Yes, sir. We started the school in 2011 in Milford, at the Milford Church of the Nazarene. Started there with approximately 10 students and 4 staff members. And today we are now down to Evandale in the 2-story building across from Wolf Farms, right there on the highway on 113. And we have a staff of 11 and approximately 40 students.
Have you come to know that you've outgrown your present location?
Yes, sir.
How did you come to acquire this piece of property that's in front of the commission tonight?
Joe Hudson and the Hudson family donated the property to the school.
Ultimately, what do you conceive and what does the Board of Trustees conceive of as the size of the school when full and complete?
We do believe in the small classroom settings. Most of the ratio is 1-6 in the rooms, but we're looking at 100 students.
Are you convinced that this property donated by Joe Hudson is sufficient to enable the school to grow?
Yes, sir.
And grow in the future?
Yes, sir.
Is there any reason you have to believe that this project and this school would have any adverse impact on the neighborhood or any neighbor?
No, sir. Not at all.
Well, that's really all I have of you. Thanks. Right.
Thank you.
Roger, introduce yourself, please. You're
sure.
The star.
Good evening. Roger Gross, professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants out of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Roger, let's start. Describe the site to the commission in its present condition.
The parcel is approximately 9.5 acres. It was a result of a minor subdivision of lands of Joseph Hudson, which is the parcel directly to the east.
Could you go to the board and point out the site to the commission and the rest of the Hudson lands?
This is the outline of the parcel.
They're picking it.
This is parcel, the Hudson parcel. We prepared a minor subdivision that created this parcel.
Are there any woods on the site?
There's basically a woods along the eastern boundary. There's a fairly substantial wooded line across the western boundary.
Would it be the intent of your site plan to preserve most of those trees?
Absolutely.
What about wetlands?
We've reviewed the state's critical area maps, and we found no regulated wetlands or floodplains existing on the site.
Is there a tax ditch that affects this property?
There is. The eastern boundary is prong 9 of the Maple Marsh tax ditch system. Initially, it had varying right-of-way widths. We were able to meet with the state drainage office and negotiate a reduction in a consistent 30-foot right-of-way width from top of bank. We've filed a court order revision with the Profanitary's office.
So now, running the length of the property, I guess that's to the east, am I correct? The uniform width of the right-of-way is 30 feet?
Yes, and it's reflected on the site plan as well.
If you could give the commission a quick tour of the neighborhood, what is developed and undeveloped in the area?
Most of the area is undeveloped. Generally, all the zoning adjacent parcels is an AR1 zoning designation. Hudson's lands to the east is, Hudson's lands to the east, to the north across Beach Highway, and the lands to the south on the other side of Spruce Road are basically in an agricultural land use. Properties, there are some residential properties to the west. There is a long beach highway and the western boundary. There's a dwelling and a long Spruce Road and the western boundary. There's another dwelling. There's also, I think of note, there's 4 parcels in the interior here that are part of they're flag lots that have frontage on Beach Highway.
What do the state strategies map say about this area?
It's a level 4 area.
Where the state will not make any investment in infrastructure. That's up to the landowner, correct?
Correct.
Am I correct that it appears that this is in the growth zone according to the future land use map of the county for the Ellendale area?
Looking at those maps, it's either on the edge or it is included within the growth zone.
Let's talk about your engineering expertise. Are there any stormwater management issues that would prevent stormwater management being completed on site?
I don't believe so. We have a tax ditch. We can work with the state drainage office to provide a positive outfall for our stormwater management system.
Even under the new regs?
Correct.
Your source of water and septic will be?
We're not in a county designated sewer district, so we are looking at an on-site wastewater disposal system. In fact, there's been an LPP system, a low pressure pipe system, has been designed for the intended use on the site.
And DelDOT, what has DelDOT done to the site and done to you?
DelDOT was able to chime in through the minor subdivision process. They have allowed a singular access on Spruce Road, which we have on the site plan. We would expect, based on the minimal traffic volumes, to not have to do any auxiliary lanes, any left turn or XL or DCL lanes.
And it is the intent of the Academy to donate, I shouldn't say donate, pay into the area-wide transportation improvement fund?
That is correct.
If you could take the commission on a quick review of the site plan and the proposed buildings.
It's a fairly straightforward site plan. There's three buildings proposed. Two of the larger buildings are less than 10,000 square feet. One will be used for administrative offices and classrooms. The second building in the interior will be a athletic facility, gymnasium. And then there's a small maintenance building to the east side of the site. The corner, we're proposing a future baseball field in this corner. Septic system that's been designed and approved by DENREC is located along the western portion here. We're proposing landscaping. The landscaping shown on the plan is conceptual at this point, but we're looking to create a buffer or add to the existing wooded buffer along the western boundary and also shield some of the parking areas from the road.
With the location of the stormwater pond, Roger, is there room for expansion on the, I guess that would be the north end of the property?
Yes, there is.
Roger, that's all I have. Gentlemen, as Lawrence mentioned, this morning, I delivered a volume of letters from friends, parents, students, faculty, from the Academy, including a letter of support from Christian Hudson, signed by him and by his grandfather, Joe, who is the principal reason the Academy is here tonight. He donated the land to the Academy. That's our application. It's pretty straightforward. I think it's consistent with Article 115, Section 22 of our ordinance. It's consistent with the comprehensive plan. It's consistent with the future land use map. There is a set of proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval, and we submit that with those conditions of approval, there will be no adverse impact of any sort. We also believe that this will be a significant addition to the, in the language of the ordinance, the health, safety, welfare, and morale of this area of Sussex County, and we'd be glad to field any questions you have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I just have a couple. The tax ditch, you say you have got the 30-foot deal done.
Yeah, we met with the state drainage office. They agreed to a reduction to 30 foot from top of bank. So they prepared the necessary court order revision, and it's been signed.
Okay. And that's on both sides or just on
this
side?
Just on this side, the west side of the tax ditch.
You mentioned that it's in the growth zone for Allendale. Does that mean annexation?
No, the future land use map of the county.
Okay.
It's a different animal entirely. I don't think Allendale has a comprehensive plan that would extend out this far.
Okay.
But it's in yellow on the future land use map. That's the best way to say it.
Okay. And then and you did say the testing was completely done for the LPP sewer, and it's
been submitted, reviewed, and approved by DENREC.
Great. And one last thing, is that the strip lots that you mentioned that were bordered Beach Highway?
Right here. They're actually flagged lots that go up.
So they got, they turn all the way around, and so they're pretty big lots, I would
yes.
say. Thank you. No further questions.
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed the detailed report that was submitted to the commission, and I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
Just to make sure we have a clear path forward, the number of teachers and students and to determine parking, do you have an idea?
Don, you want to field that one? Presently, you have...
Presently, we have 40 students and 11 staff members.
11 staff.
Yeah. Like I said, it has worked. The small classroom settings is where we're going to be, 1 to 6. And I mean, we say 100, and that's what we've got permission to on that side to do. But as a parent there also, I look at 70 to 80 students just because of the smaller classrooms. And I don't see us adding too many staff members just because we're already at 11. Where we're at now, so I would say we've talked about adding possibly 2 to 3 more, but that's probably going to be it with the 14.
Looks like you have ample parking for that in your plan, though.
That's what they're saying to me. Okay. So.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Okay, Counselor.
No questions. Thanks.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Okay, then. All right, sir. If you would all take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that, with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2010, the Cross Christian Academy Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2010? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, we could. I'm it's always difficult to tell from here why you're here, okay? So I don't know which application you're here for, but if you would, those in favor, please raise one hand and keep it up there until our attorney has a chance to count them. Be patient with him. He's a lawyer, not a mathematician, and he might have to take his shoes and socks off, so give him a minute. Get a couple on that side, too.
I have 21.
All right, then. Mr. Lang, if you would let the record show that there were 21 folks here in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition? And if you would let the record show that there were no one present in opposition. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. If you are choosing to leave now, because there are so many of you, I would just would ask that you would do it quietly, because we're going to continue with our agenda. Thank you.